Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the first epistle of John. 1 John chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 14 through 17. 1 John chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, where the Word of God says, "We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's good, and seeth his brother hath need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" That's 1 John chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. And you know, one of the reasons why I like the book of 1 John is because it gives us many marks of our salvation. When we read through this precious book, we can see for certain if we are truly saved, because there are at least 30 marks of genuine salvation rendered for us in 1 John. And one of those marks is the love for the brethren. And we see that here in this passage of Scripture. In fact, in verses 14 through 17 of 1 John 3, we see four things concerning the matter of love as it relates to a true Christian. First of all, true Christians do love the brethren. It says in verse 14, "We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren." In other words, we know that we are saved when we have love for other Christians. And by the way, that word love there is the Greek word agape, which means sacrificial love. One of the ways that we know that we are saved is when we sacrificially give unto others who are brothers and sisters in Christ in their time of need. Secondly, we learn from this passage that true Christians avoid hatred. Note verse 15. It says, "Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him." If a person is a Christian and yet they have hatred towards other brothers or sisters in Christ, that is an indication that they don't know the Lord. It's as simple as that. In fact, in this passage of Scripture, it calls those who hate other brothers and sisters in Christ murderers. Not a good thing. Number three, we see that true Christians love others even unto death. Look, if you would please, at verse 16, where it says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Even as Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, that we through faith in him might have eternal life, and of course he did so out of his great love for us, we ought to even be willing to die for others as Christ has died for us in the expression of love. And then finally, we see in this text the true Christians give to others who are in need. Verse 17 says, "But whosoever hath this world's good, and seeth his brother hath need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" Yes, indeed, true Christians give to others who are hurting. The fact of the matter is, those who are truly born again express the love of God to others on a consistent basis, and that is a proof of our salvation. Father, we thank you for this teaching from your word. And I pray that you'll take this teaching today to cause everybody to examine their lives to see if they are truly one of your children, which will be manifested in their love for the brethren. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.